This is Pebble's third lawsuit against EPA. The first was filed back in May, not long after the agency announced its intention to create preemptive restrictions of water use in Bristol Bay, which some call a veto of Pebble Mine. That lawsuit alleged EPA's overstepping its legal jurisdiction by taking action before permits had been applied for. In September, Judge H. Russell Holland tossed the lawsuit as premature, saying Pebble doesn't have a case until after the agency finalizes its decision. Pebble filed another case against EPA in early September. Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwald.
The second case is something we call the allegations of violation of the Federal Advisory Committee Act, which basically says if you're going to secure advice and input from groups, you have specific requirements that you need to follow. And that's called the FACA case, the Federal Advisory Committee Act.
That case prompted Judge Holland to order EPA to take no action on the Pebble issue until at least January 2nd to give him time to hear the case and weigh in. The lawsuit alleges that EPA has been collaborating or colluding with environmental activists and scientists behind the scenes, all working towards the goal of using 404C protections to block Pebble and other nearby mines. Pebble says the email trail and documents they have seen so far show an active scheme along these lines, dating to at least 2008.
There's clearly a counter-narrative to what the EPA has been putting out there. They have said that their interest in action started against Pebble when they received a tribal petition, and the email traffic clearly shows that they've had a lot of internal conversations well before that May 2010 petition that was received.
Which brings about the third lawsuit filed in October. Pebble has asked a federal judge to force EPA to turn over all of the rest of the agency's emails, documents, PowerPoints, and more that are related to Bristol Bay and Pebble Mine. Prior FOIA requests, according to Heatwall, have not been honored. He says so far Pebble has received, quote, just the tip of the iceberg of documents.
Just one of our Freedom of Information Act requests, this is just an example, EPA withheld 30,000 pages. And so we know there's a lot more material here. The material that we have received, a lot of it is heavily redacted. And again, it comes back to if this is an open, transparent process, what is the EPA trying to hide here?
The FOIA lawsuit complaint filed by Pebble contains about 200 pages of examples of emails and documents Pebble says point to the inappropriate behind-the-scenes collaboration. They've asked the judge to force the agency to turn over the rest of the documents, with a focus on communications between a number of EPA officials and representatives from Natural Resources Defense Council, Toronto Limited, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, and others. The lawsuit also names a few individuals specifically, including Bob Waldrop, Wayne Nastry, Jeffrey Parker, Rick Halford, and Senator Mark Begich. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.